Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 27, verses 25 to 27. After the hay is harvested, and the new crop appears, and the mountain grasses are gathered in, your sheep will provide wool for clothing, and your goats will provide the price of a field. And you will have enough goat's milk for yourself, your family, and your servant girls. These verses give us a delightful insight into a rural way of life, which has a rhythm that those of us who live in towns and cities can totally miss. The life of a farmer is an interesting interplay between God's provision and sheer hard work. God graciously causes the grasses to grow, but there's then a huge amount of work involved in drying it out and making the hay. The grass and hay sustain the sheep and goats, who will provide wool and milk to clothe and nourish the family. It's a wonderful cycle of life. But nobody should have any illusions that it's a quiet life. Farm work is massively demanding. However far away we may live from a rural life, we all depend upon that relationship between God's provision and human effort. The reasonably effortless process of purchasing our food, drink, and clothes tends to obscure this, so it's good for us to remind ourselves of both facts. Firstly, we need to give thanks for everything we buy, which ultimately has come from God's hands, part of His creation. And although many manufacturing, transportational, and organizational processes might have intervened between the original raw materials and our purchase, God is nevertheless the source. Secondly, it's good for us to remember those who've been involved in the frequently very long process by which those goods have been brought to us. We should thank God for the farmers, fishermen, miners, manufacturers, transporters, and retailers, and all those who've worked with them to enable us to make our purchases. We are unavoidably intimately related to this whole process, and so we need to praise God. We are unavoidably intimately related to this whole process, so we need to pray that God is honored and that justice is done to everyone involved in it. So let me ask you a question. Why is it important for us to be aware of the way in which our food, drink, and resources are produced and brought to us? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for all those whose hard work enables us to shop with such ease. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.